Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's Call of the Day is brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts.
Elvis is calling from Orange County. What's up, Elvis?
Nope.
The guy that's killing this team right now is Mendoza. Why is he so quick to go to the bullpen all the time? You're going to tell me, watching that game last night, you'd rather have Reed Garrett in there than Peterson. How do you know he's not going to get a rhythm as the game goes on? That's the way pitchers are sometimes. I mean, you got to start letting these guys go a little deeper. He does have a pattern of taking the starting pitchers out when they start hitting around 85, 90. Look, as far as the rotation goes, yeah, Manaea shouldn't even be in the rotation anymore. Senga shouldn't be in the rotation anymore. And Clay Holmes shouldn't be in the rotation anymore. Just give it to the three kids and Peterson and give them at least
Peterson's been arguably worse. Peterson's been arguably worse. What are you talking about?
How many pitches did he throw last night? 84, 85.
What's his ERA since August?
Yeah, you don't even know what you're talking about, Sal. Come on, please. You're embarrassing yourself. Give the guy at least a 90 to 100 pitch limit. Yeah. This way you could get to Diaz. Right. You got to get to Diaz once in a while.
Elvis, you're brilliant. Great point, Elvis. Just get to Diaz. No bleep, Elvis. No bleep. Just get to Diaz. How are they going to do that? They tried.
Why'd you guys have to play that again? It gets me aggravated all over again hearing Elvis and the idiocy of that call. I think you could have a fair argument about last night. You got to base it on some kind of facts. And by the way, we'll never know the true answer because Mendoza didn't stick with David Peterson. He went to Reed Garrett and it didn't work out. But again, BT, as I told you, when I'm making these decisions, it's not always results based. That's what a lot of people say. Yeah, get to Diaz. Okay, well, it was the fifth inning. The Mets starters have had a problem getting to even through five innings. Mm-hmm. Peterson's been bad, gave up three runs in the last two innings, so I could at least understand it. Does it mean that it was the right move? Maybe he comes out in the sixth inning and gets through it cleanly and is able to hand over to Rogers and then Rayleigh and then Diaz eventually. Either way, there's got to be some thought process and logic behind it. Mets starting pitchers have not been good enough, period, end of story.
I do think there was thought process behind it. I just think that he gravitated to the wrong thought because to me, you know, if I've got to line up my best arm, and I'll say the same thing in October, provided the Mets get there, like, if it's a situation, Peterson or Garrett. Now, if it's Peterson versus Soto and Soto gets his act together, matchup driven, all right. Even though they're both lefties, so it probably wouldn't matter as much. But somebody else, maybe I trust a little bit more. I don't trust Reed Garrett.
I can't put
any credence or mount the defense of Mendoza from last night for a guy that I don't want to see on the mound if I'm a Mets fan.
Right, but think about it. How many pitchers do you truly trust with the Mets?
Like, well, I trust Peterson more than Garrett, so right, specific to this conversation, yeah, that's all that matters.
Sure,
but there's last night I trusted Peterson more.
Well, it's not all that matters because, yeah, of course, anybody would say that Peterson's better than Garrett, but Peterson, after what he did last night, combined with what he's done in August, was he in that spot, 88 or whatever it was, 85 pitches, mm-hmm, after giving up three runs, is he in that spot definitively better than Garrett? I don't think it's easy to say in that spot. Yeah, if you just say Peterson versus Garrett. Now, he made the decision. He chose Reed Garrett. I don't like Reed Garrett, period. But like in that spot, he felt a fresh arm was going to be better. You can't just go with, you know, Tyler Rogers. Like, at some point, you're going to need four more arms. It's either a potentially tired, ineffective Peterson or a fresh Reed Garrett. Like, that's the decision. Fresh Peterson versus Reed Garrett is a blowout. Fresh Reed Garrett versus a tired, you know, maybe going the wrong way Peterson, that's where the decision comes. But there is no right or wrong. Like, he made the decision. It didn't work out. You could think it one way. I could think it another. Elvis could think it another way. At least it wasn't to me, like, what the hell are you doing pitching a guy who was rolling, you know, taking a guy who was rolling out after five
minutes? Well, but by the way, as much as, and you went to some of Peterson's numbers there, I mean, Reed Garrett's ERA in August is 8.
Well, he was hurt the majority of it.
No, I don't even know what he's doing. But he pitched in like 11 or 12 games.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Ha ha ha! Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Games 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 games.
When did
games.
He come back?
He came
back.
It was
back, the last outing before this one was when?
Before last night was Sunday.
Okay.
And he pitched a fairly clean one inning. And then before that, obviously now you go back to August, he pitched 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Nine times in August, and his numbers stink.
Yeah, I can't stand Reed Garrett. I for years, like Reed Garrett shouldn't even be in the big leagues. All I'm saying is the Mets haven't done... Either way, it's tough math for Mendy to be able to get through. All right, enough about the Mets for a second and that. We didn't discuss the Yankees and Volpe. Did you have any issues with the way that Boone and the Yankees handle this thing? Like, they come out and now say about the injury, and then Boone says that it hasn't been the reason, which I believe it has not been the reason, but I just found it odd the whole way the Yankees have handled this, where Volpe's been getting ripped all year long. They could have easily just come out and said... He's got a tear in his labrum. Cut the kid some slack, and yet they didn't. And then they go out there yesterday and announce it, and at the same time say it's not a reason for struggles.
Okay, so the Yankees no longer earn the benefit of the doubt in terms of how they handle medical situations. I mean, they didn't even know that Anthony Rizzo, did they walk around with blindfolds on for months? I mean, when he took, that was a Tatis collision, if you guys recall, with Rizzo at first base. He was never the same person, let alone the same player. After that, like he was just in outer space and nothing happened. We've seen this before with the Yankees, and I just don't understand why. So with all their resources and, you know, all the attention that every other team has, but like, I mean, medicine at this point in 2025 and injuries, and I mean, you shouldn't be throwing darts at a board saying, my, maybe he's okay, maybe he's going to be all right, he's this percent hurt, he's this percent
we
healthy.
We think it was an old injury.
We think, we think it was a pre-existing injury from high school. What the hell are we talking? Was it an injury? So let me get this straight. So you trekked out, I would have to guess, probably 10 times to Del Barton to watch him play, whether it's against Seton Hall Prep or whomever, Bosco. And you think, and you devote a first-round resource, and you think that it's a pre-existing injury. That's unacceptable, number one. So the other checkpoints where I think the Yankees tripped over themselves a little bit here, number one, nobody wants to hear it, and I love the kid, I'm going to support him, but he's not been good enough his first 2 years to lean on that as an excuse. Number one, we all know that. That's common sense. Number two, if it was a partial tear, it was May 3rd against Tampa when he dove and he hurt non-throwing shoulder, then... You knew it was a partial tear, and you still elected to go months without going out and getting a shortstop to at least maybe back him up. I'm not trying to just unnecessarily pound on the Yankees here, but everywhere you look, they messed up.
And they screwed that up. And then even when they could have said there's a reason for it or protected him easily instead of throwing us this nonsense, which he's great, they didn't. Because Boone, to his credit, like a part of me credits him for saying it's not an excuse for his poor play. But the other part of me thinks, dude, you had a layup to say, you know what, he's been hurt. Although it makes them look bad then because then they run him out there since May.
You mean saying it now or doing it in real time?
Well, saying
like
it.
Like yesterday?
Yeah, saying it, exactly. Saying it now or yesterday when he said it after the injury, saying that it's not an excuse for his poor play. I agree with it that it's not.
And it takes some guts to say that.
Yeah, so I give him credit for saying
that. Me too.
However, I think the organization has failed Volpe in this. Todd Zeal yesterday said on Baseball Night New York, like, playing with the torn, like anything that's from your shoulder down to your fingertips is going to impact you offensively. It just is. That's
no
a
question.
Former player saying that.
Oh, yeah.
So for the Yankees to think like it has no impact whatsoever, like I'm not excusing his poor performance by it, but you don't think it's had any kind of impact on him?
I do. I definitely do. I think that it has. Now, not so much the throwing because that's his non-throwing shoulder, but maybe the way he's fielded the ball, maybe the way he's gone back, certainly in the last couple of days, trying to retrieve and retreats on some pop-ups that were in shallow center field where stretching and reaching out, maybe that's his glove shoulder. So if you're reaching out and your shoulder's jacked up and you're trying to catch a ball with extension, who knows? Do you feel that little wince? And if you feel that little wince, do you pull it back an inch? Does that prevent you from catching the ball? How the hell do I know? I don't know.
Well, they don't either.
I don't. Well, that's a bit of the problem here.
Hey, it's Boomer
and Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.